This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In an unprecedented move, the Madison Common Council has censured one of its alders. Charles Miadze, who represents District 18, is accused of harassment and abuse from at least four women. A complaint was filed under new rules of conduct and an independent firm investigated. They said they saw a pattern and believed the women to be credible, but there wasn't enough evidence that he broke the law or city rules. Alder Juliana Bennett, who accuses him of inappropriate conduct.
He repeatedly referred to himself as the lone wolf. That is a truthful characterization of Alder Miadze. I truly believe that he is a wolf in the hen's house.
Miadze himself spoke a couple times in his defense.
I apologize to anybody I've said something that's out of pocket. But my job here is to do the job and the will of the city.
The Common Council voted to censure Miadze for conduct unbecoming of an alder. That's mostly symbolic. They also removed him from the five committees he sat on. He's previously said he plans to stay in his role and has no plans to resign. Temperatures are plummeting tonight. Be prepared for some intense cold. Tonight, our low is 1 degree below zero, making for a nasty wind chill. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
In an update to a wild case we've been following, the Wisconsin kayaker who faked his own death and fled to Europe is now in custody. The Green Lake County Sheriff says 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart staged a scene in August to make it look like he had died in a kayaking accident and fled. Authorities spent months searching the water before they realized he was alive. They learned he had developed a relationship with a woman in Uzbekistan and he had bought extra life insurance earlier this year. They managed to track him down somewhere in Europe and have been working to convince him to come home. The sheriff tearfully said at the last press conference, what better gift could Borgwart give his kids than to be home for Christmas? Well, now it looks like that's going to happen. Borgwart could also face charges, though. It cost tens of thousands of dollars to look for him. The Green Lake County Sheriff had previously said he could be charged with obstruction of justice, and they could require him to pay back that money spent searching for him. That's somewhere in the realm of at least $40,000 or $50,000. We expect to learn more in a press conference later today. The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and parole and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers says no way. He will not let Republicans ban remote work for state staffers. Working from home surged during the pandemic as employers found ways to be flexible. Now it's a way of life for a lot of people. That includes some who work for the state of Wisconsin. Well, Republicans want to change that. There's a GOP proposal that would force state workers to come back to the office. Some who were hired in the last few years never worked in the Madison office to begin with. So they'd have to choose between keeping their jobs or staying where they live. In an interview with WISN, Evers threatened to veto the state budget if that proposal is included. He says remote work means they're able to include people who live all over the state and attract the best talent to serve Wisconsin. And across the country, school districts are dealing with more book ban requests. According to the American Library Association, more than 1,100 books have been challenged between January and August of this year. They have full data for 2023, and it shows last year more than 4,200 unique titles were targets for censorship. Well, there's a new fight in southeast Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Debate continues in Menominee Falls over the banning of a kindergarten book featuring same-sex parents. A family is calling on the state to overrule the local school district's decision. The couple is pushing for the return of Love Makes a Family to the elementary school library. The district says discussions about same-sex couples are part of their curriculum in the third grade. The state DPI has been asked to intervene.
Wisconsin has lost almost one in five of its newspapers in the past year. Across the country, 130 papers have shut down, according to a report by the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern. But the news outlets Americans say they trust most are community newspapers. UW-Madison professor Robert Eason.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
In a survey, 74% of Americans believe not having a local newspaper would seriously impact their community. Yet more than half of all counties in the country have just one local news outlet or none at all. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend, actress Shailene Woodley, says she hasn't spoke much about her breakup with Rodgers because it makes her cry. The 33-year-old actress told Yahoo Entertainment she stayed with Rodgers because she was depressed and a very empathetic person. She called her relationship with the Jets quarterback toxic. If she ever meets former Jets coach Robert Saleh, sparks will fly. Influencer Brecky Hill is finally addressing the rumors that she is the reason for Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter's breakup. The 21-year-old OnlyFans star, Brecky, if that is her real name, released a TikTok video to say she's never even met or encountered Keoghan. If you're trying to procrastinate at work, you can check out said TikTok video, where at about 2 minutes into it, you'll wonder if you are actually losing IQ points, and will come to the conclusion that she is definitely sleeping with Barry Keoghan. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Ironclaw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy with light snow showers and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to be in the single digits by late today with a wind chill dropping below zero. Clear, windy, cold tonight, one below with a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as windy with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.